Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 27th of March, 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. More importantly, nearly the weekend. Well, it is the weekend for me, as you know, with the four-day week. I have to admit, I'm incredibly tired and got a bit of a headache tonight. But we don't have any seeds to sow today because we've sown all this month's seeds throughout this last month. So this might be a bit of a short one tonight. Hopefully I'm going to give you some information that you will find worthwhile nonetheless. Now, one of the things that I first have made a note of is that I've noticed I'm getting whitefly on some of my chilies indoors. These are right by the kitchen window, right by the door, which is rather interesting. Now, these are, what I find interesting is that I like to use carnivorous plants to deal with pests, natural, and I haven't got any in this particular area, so I'm thinking I may have to move some over and see how they get on and reducing the whitefly. It's going to be an interesting test. The other thing we can do with whitefly is just squeeze the whitefly on, brush it off and see if that gets rid of it. It's not going to cause too many problems, but it might cause issues. I've got to admit that it is the end of March, so this is around the time we would expect to see problems with whitefly. We've got away with it a lot this year, but it's here. We've got to deal with it nonetheless. Whitefly is a type of aphid, if you're not aware. And they do tend to suck the sap off our plants. So we do have to be a little mindful. And this is why it's worth regularly inspecting our young plants and taking action before it becomes a big problem. Now, I've also had a delivery today. I've been in contact with a company called Hotbin, and they make a type of hot composting bin. And it's an experiment we're going to be running, bit of fun as well. We are calling it the Hot Bin versus Dalek. It's a trial. And I've got a 200 litre hot bin that I've got to set up. And we are going to try and fill it up throughout the season along with a 200 litre Dalek. And just try and see how the two compare. See what produces the most compost, the best compost and things like that when we put these together as a comparison. I like the idea of this. This is my idea. Whenever I approach companies about doing trials and things, which I don't do, I do a fair bit of, but I always want to come at it from a way that there is content from it. For me, it's most important to create content. And ultimately, that's what the businesses want, the brands want. It's all about creating content. So this Hotbin versus Dalek, it's going to be a bit of a trial. What produces the most compost? What produces the best compost? Will it work? Is it worthwhile investing in a Hotbin when we compare them to a Dalek? There's a lot going on. I haven't even opened a box for this Hotbin yet, but we'll see what happens. Now, as I said, I've got no seeds to sow today because we've sown all our seeds throughout the month. But I've got to say, actually, we're doing pretty good with all the seeds that we've been sowing this month. They're all looking good. Lots of plants have grown. We're going to be getting next month's seeds in the post to you on Monday. So I'll be busy getting those ready over the weekend. I won't tell you what they are just yet. I'll save that for Sunday as well as a few other things to talk about on Sunday as well. I'm quite tired today, in case you haven't figured it out. It's been quite a long week, it feels like. But for me, it is the weekend. So we are looking forward to doing what we can do in the garden and the allotment over this weekend. Catching up on sleep is one of those, I've got to say. One of the things that I'm going to be doing this weekend is building a cold frame. I've invested in a cold frame because it was on sale in a B&Q this week. And as you know, our kitchen window sill was just full up of plants. Our kitchen table is full up of plants. It's Mothering Sunday on Sunday. We've got both our parents coming over. So we've got to try and make some room in order to this BBC, try and make some room with all this seedlings. So I figured a cold frame might be a good way to get some plants outside as well. We do have a lot of plants, it has to be said, a lot of plants that is becoming harder and harder to really find out what we can do with them and get some space. That's why we're going down the cold frame route. We've got grow houses, greenhouses, all these things, but they're just becoming fuller and fuller. At the moment, I think the weather, however, is getting to the point that we can start sticking them in the greenhouse and in the cold frame. In fact, greenhouse, cold frame, don't see a problem with now. Going to sweep the paths as well. They need a good sweep because we've had a bit of dry spell, and that seems to lead to this sort of algae almost forming on our paths. So I'm going to give it a good sweep and try and clean that up as much as I possibly can. Going to harvest the last of our sprouts, and I've got a cabbage as well that needs harvesting. So that's something else I'm going to be doing this weekend here at home. And then for me, it's payday tomorrow, so there's going to be a case of buying some of the things for projects that we're going to be doing this month. We're going back to straw bale gardening. We're going to give it a try here at home. So we're going to need to get some straw bales. Probably won't buy those this weekend, but also urea from Amazon. This is a type of fertiliser to get the straw bale gardening correctly underway in the beginning, to try and get the straw starting to rot down in the beginning. So while it's payday, we buy those bits, get them ready, and hopefully we can carry on throughout the year with throughout the month with those. Down on the allotment, I'm going to plant out some of our broad beans, can finally get all our last of our onions in the ground as well, apart from our onions grown from seed. Everything at the moment is growing quite well down on the allotment. We could do with some good mulching. I'm also going to be sowing some green manures, Facilia. I think these are going to be in some of the beds that aren't quite going to be used just yet, but we're going to start sowing green manures. They'll probably be used in a couple of months' time. So we figured green manures, just for the time being, add some organic matter, compost material, get them growing, get them doing something at least. Hopefully add some nutrition to the soil as well. So that's my plan for the allotment. It's becoming a little tricky on the allotment to think of what I need to do. It seems to be plodding along at the moment. Apart from keeping it tidy, keeping it organised, it's just plodding along. But never mind that. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. I said a little bit short because we've got no seeds, but hopefully it's giving you a bit of an idea of what to do throughout this week. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.